Psalms for Praising the Lord. Psalm chapter 145 is a hymn of praise attributed to King David, celebrated for its profound expression of God's greatness and goodness. This psalm stands out as an acrostic, with each verse beginning with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, a structure that highlights the completeness of David's praise. It invites readers into a vibrant acknowledgement of God's sovereign power, compassionate character, and the enduring nature of His kingdom. Through its poetic verses, Psalm chapter 145 encourages believers to reflect on God's mighty works and unfailing love, inspiring trust and worship in His eternal righteousness. Psalm chapter 145. Ducks at Beach. A psalm of praise of great King David. 1. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. 2. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. 3. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. 4. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. 5. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. 6. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. 7. They celebrate your abundant goodness. And joyfully sing of your righteousness. 8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Slow to anger and rich in love. 9. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made. 10. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. 11. They tell of the glory of your kingdom. And speak of your might. 12. So that all people may know of your mighty acts. And the glorious splendor of your kingdom. 13. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all He promises. And faithful in all He does. 14. The Lord upholds all who fall. And lifts up all who are bowed down. 15. The eyes of all look to you. And you give them their food at the proper time. 16. You open your hand. And satisfy the desires of all the earth. 17. The Lord is righteous in all His ways. And faithful in all He does. 18. The Lord is near to all who call on Him. To all who call on Him in truth. 19. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them. 20. The Lord watches over all who love Him. But all the wicked He will destroy. 21. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise His holy name. Forever and ever. Psalm chapter 100 is a joyful call to worship, known for its uplifting tone and universal appeal. This brief yet powerful psalm invites all the earth to acknowledge and praise the Lord with gladness and thanksgiving. Emphasizing God's enduring faithfulness and steadfast love, Psalm chapter 100 serves as a reminder of the reasons for worship. God's unchanging nature, His role as our Creator, and His unwavering commitment to His people. As a psalm of thanksgiving, it encourages a heart of gratitude, making it a timeless expression of collective joy and reverence for God's goodness. Psalm chapter 100, Playing with Sand, a psalm for giving grateful praise. 1. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His holy name. 5. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm chapter 42 is a poignant reflection of longing and hope, often attributed to the sons of Korah. It vividly captures the soul's deep thirst for God, likening it to a deer panting for streams of water. This psalm resonates with those experiencing spiritual dryness or a sense of separation from God. Amidst the psalmist's struggle with discouragement and turmoil, there is a recurring refrain of hope in God's saving presence. Psalm chapter 42 beautifully portrays the tension between despair and faith, encouraging believers to seek God earnestly, trusting in His faithfulness even in times of sorrow. Psalm chapter 42, Big Waves at Ocean, for the director of music, a psalm of the sons of Korah. 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? 3. My tears have been my food, day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? 4. These things I remember, as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God, under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise. Among the festive throng, 5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. 6. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you, from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. 7. Deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. 8. By day the Lord directs His faithful love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. 9. I say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? 10. My bones suffer mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? 11. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Conclusion. Praising the Lord through the Psalms. The Psalms, including Psalm chapter 145, 142, offer a profound tapestry of praise, gratitude, and heartfelt longing for the Lord. They remind us of God's immense greatness, enduring faithfulness, and compassionate love. Whether in joyful celebration or deep yearning, these Psalms teach us to direct our hearts toward God in every season. Through praise, we acknowledge His sovereignty and goodness. Through thanksgiving, we honor His unfailing kindness, and through hopeful longing, we trust in His sustaining grace. As we immerse ourselves in these Psalms, we are invited into a deeper relationship with the Lord, inspired to continually lift our voices in praise and adoration.